Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and man. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious about your life and what you will eat or drink, nor about your body and what you shall wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Hello, I am Bishop Slattery, and I would like to reflect a moment with you on the meaning of the gospel we've just heard and the positive perspective it gives our annual Diocesan Development Fund appeal. Today's gospel is obviously about money and our relationship to it. We know young people have to learn the value of money, while older people can rightly be concerned with whether they have enough resources for their retirement. These are legitimate concerns. Food and drink are essential elements. We cannot live without them. Nor would we survive without shelter and clothing. After all, even the carefree birds of the air still spend their time building nests and searching for food. So when we hear Christ telling us that we ought not worry about what we shall eat or drink, or what we shall wear, we may be puzzled. What is our Lord really trying to teach us today? I think very simply our Lord is warning us to guard how we relate to money, lest it become the end of all our efforts and dominate everything we do. Whatever our financial means, we must avoid letting concern for money overwhelm us. This overwhelming concern for money, what we call greed, will eventually destroy us. The greedy rich man worries constantly about losing his money, while the greedy poor man worries about never having enough. But both the rich man and the poor man are both crushed by their anxiety for money. Nothing else counts. No one else matters. But on the other hand, our Lord wants his disciples to trust him, to believe that he cares for us enough to give us what we need when we need it. This trust balances our lives, and without the conviction that God watches over us, we will never be secure, never be happy. In the end, we either have God or we have nothing. For only God is big enough to give us what we really need. The certainty that either we have God or we have nothing brings me to my appeal to each of you for financial support. I need you to help me with this year's Diocesan Development Fund. It is that one essential fund which provides for the everyday work of the diocese. I know that there are various fund drives being conducted throughout the diocese. All of them are very valuable causes. But the Diocesan Development Fund is different. It supports the essential day-to-day activities of the diocese, like teaching the faith. Your financial commitment will help the diocese continue to teach the Catholics of Eastern Oklahoma to trust in God who cares enough to watch over our daily needs. With your support, we can prepare catechists, train RCIA leaders, and begin the theological preparation of another class of deacon servants. Your gift will impact hundreds, even thousands of people across the diocese. Your gift to the annual Diocesan Development Fund helps us in the everyday but vital task of forming faithful priests for the future. Right now, the diocese is blessed with 17 seminarians, but their education, formation, and training is both expensive and lengthy. Your generous contribution to the DDF makes certain that there will be a priest in your parish to baptize your grandchildren and great-grandchildren and prepare them to live as disciples and missionaries. When you make a commitment to support the diocese in funding its everyday ministries, you open your heart to hundreds of couples who want to enter the church. But baptism or profession of faith is delayed because their marriages need to be strengthened. We all know that the church's teaching on matrimony is difficult, an open challenge to the secular world around us. But your contribution to the Diocesan Development Fund, the DDF, will make it possible for us to walk these couples step by step through the long process of having their marriages blessed. Can we talk about young people? Many young adults on our secular campuses throughout Eastern Oklahoma have questions about God, religion, and morality. They are asking for religious guidance in their formative years before entering the workplace and settling down to raise a family of their own. Your gift makes it possible to provide an effective campus ministry for these young adults in the secular campuses of our college system. These are just some of the concrete ways in which the Catholic Church in Eastern Oklahoma fulfills its everyday mission of forming disciples of Christ who are capable of really living the gospel message. but the annual cost is high, almost $3 million, and I have no one to ask but you. I have nowhere else to turn except to you. I am confident that your gratitude for having received the gift of faith and our desire that the faith continue to grow in our families and communities will encourage you to be generous. You have made many sacrifices in the past, and I pray that I can count on you again today. Please be generous to this year's annual Diocesan Development Fund appeal so that the Catholic Church in Eastern Oklahoma can continue to do the ordinary tasks of forming families and equipping disciples. God bless you, and may Christ continue to strengthen your faith in his resurrection.